Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. The car tonight comes from Tramore and it's a decent looking car tonight. My name is Sam Norris and I'm joined by Andy Holding to preview all of tonight's racing from Tramore. How are you today, Andy?
Oh, very well, Sam. Yes, second day of the two-day Tramore meeting. Yesterday's action was really good, dominated by several trainers which have got runners here tonight. Philip Fenton, Liz Doyle, etc. Philip Rothwell as well. So looking at those trainers that did well yesterday to repeat the dose again today.
Yeah, good stuff. Then you mentioned trainers there. Is that always something you look at, trainers in good form around Tramore?
Oh, definitely, yeah. A lot of these Irish provincial tracks very much have like a little set form on its own, really. You've got the Northern Ireland tracks like Downroad, Downpatrick, where you're looking for the likes of Stuart Coulthard and Gordon Elliott to do well, and this track's very much the same. I think a lot of trainers target certain horses that have done well here before, and hopefully we can find a few winners following that route this afternoon.
All right, good stuff. Yeah, I hope that we can. We'll start then, of course, with the first race of the evening meeting, the 4:35, which is a two-mile maiden hurdle, 10 runners down to go to post. And this one is looking as though it could be a bit of a two-horse race. We've got Hauling's Treasure top of the betting at evens, Woodbray's 11-10, and then it's 14's bar. And even the third favour there is on the drift out from 10. So we've got Hauling's Treasure and Woodbray's that have both came in this morning, both run off top weight, 11 stone 7. Is it going to be a two-horse tussle for you, Andy?
I would say so, yeah. I'm going to make Hauling's Treasure my best bet on the card here today. I've been waiting for this horse to run on slightly quicker ground. I'm not saying the ground's going to be anywhere near fast today at Tramore, but it's certainly going to be a little bit more kinder than what Hauling's Treasure has been running on throughout the depths of winter. Virtually every time he's stepped on the racetrack, he's raced on heavy ground, and I don't think it's really suited him, because if you go back to his career when he used to be trained by Andrew Balding in the UK, all his best form was on a sound surface, and indeed his maiden victory came on the all-weather at Kempton. So he's got a good chance of running on ground more favourable tonight. His form's not too bad either. I mean, that second behind Chanterhead at Fairy House is a decent one. The speed figure of that race is good. And I thought he ran respectably again next time out, again on heavy ground, when he was sent off favourite behind the very much improved and promising Kit and Rock of Edward O'Grady's down in Navan. But he's just got stuck in the mud more time than he cares for. And hopefully today he can finally get off the mark, because he certainly deserves to. He's got the best form. So Hauling's Treasure gets an at vote in the first race.
OK then, Hauling's Treasure in the first for Andy. We'll move on now to the 5:05 from Tramore, which is a two-mile contest. Another maiden hurdle here with 18 down to go to post. And it's Drunken Council head of the betting at 7-4. 9-2 Make the Difference. 9-2 Tobar and Geisha. 7-1 You Can't Catch Me. 9-1 Triumphant. And 10-1 or bigger the remainder. And we've got a horse here, Tobar and Geisha, who is ridden by a jockey, obviously, Mark Walsh, and trained by Edward O'Grady. And these two teamed up to have the winner in this race last year with Time Please. Do you think they can make it 2 years on the trot, or are you looking elsewhere?
I think he's got a chance to win a Geisha. He's got some bits and pieces at form that would give him a chance. I think he would probably want slightly drier ground than what he's going to contend with this afternoon. Most of his best form has been on a sand surface. That run behind Nolmeade's Cops and Robbers back in October was his best run, and that was when the ground was good. It probably went against him last time out when he got well beaten at Navan. And even though it's not sort of winter ground that we're dealing at the moment with Tramore, it still is on the yielding side and yielding to softening places. So for that matter, I'd probably pass over Time Please. Tobin Ageisha to follow up after Time Please won last year. I've got this race down between the two, Drunken Council, who runs under a penalty after winning a race two starts back at Clonmel. Bit disappointing last time out at Navan in a maiden hurdle when he just didn't fire for one reason or another. And that slightly cast a shadow over his overall profile for me. I'm just a little bit concerned about tipping Gordon Elliott's charge with such a bad run under his belt. So with that in mind, I'm going to go with Make the Difference. Hopefully we can back this horse each way around about the 9-2, 5-1 mark. It's hard to see this horse not being involved in the finish here because it's such a weak maiden hurdle. And you've only got to go back to his run 2 starts ago to see him, you know, taking a hand in the finish here. That run behind Sir Harry Cash was a very good speed figure. The race has worked out well. Although we haven't had an individual winner out of the race, we've got four horses that have been placed, including the third, Rafi Di Triana, who ran well next time out at Cork. A bit disappointing that Navin last time out, has to be said. So, similar to quite a few of these, has got to come here off the back of an unconvincing display. But it wasn't a handicap, and Navin's very much a law into itself. When the ground gets heavy there, it does take a bit of getting. So I think this sharper track will certainly suit Edward Howells' charge. And I'll go with Make the Difference each way in the second.
OK, then, Make the Difference there, the pick for Andy in the second, who's at the time of recording 9-2, second favourite behind Drunken Council. 5:35 is the next race on the card, which is a 2-mile handicap hurdle, 17 runners down to go to post. And we've got joint favourites in this one in Roman Numeral and Amazing Star, both there at the sharp end of the betting at 4-1. 15-2 about Foolish Notions, 8-1 Bonheur Secret, 8-1 about Pierlo, who's been backed in from 14s this morning, 8-1 Pleaser's Punch, 9-1 Desert Row and 10-1 bar those. A lot of money coming for Pierlo this morning, Andy. Is that with good reason?
It's a hard one to really fathom that, to be fair. I didn't have that one on my shortlist, I've got to be honest. You know, he was well beaten last time out and that was his handicap debut. So, if you like, they haven't really followed the sort of patterns that you know, Henry Bronwyn normally does, i.e. gives them 3 or 4 runs in maidens and then has a go first time out in a handicap. That wasn't the case, but maybe he's just been showing up a little bit at home that sort of lead us to believe that he might run better today. But I thought this race was between several, including Pleased as Punch. I think she's a very much a live contender here. She's yet to win in 12 starts, but if you strip away one or two of her disappointing efforts, some of her place form is really good, including a significant run here over course and distance 2 starts ago. I think that's very important to mention that. Trumbull 4 very much is worth bearing in mind here. And that run behind Federici back in January. Now, Federici was in really good form at the time. I think Federici went on to win next time out and indeed the time before at Limerick. So was probably facing the impossible task running up against that individual. Bit disappointing last time, but that was largely due to the fact that a horse fell right in front of it and it got very badly hampered at the third last and could never really recover. So if you're of a forgiving nature, which I am, I certainly think Pleased as Punch is a reasonable each-way bet here. And obviously we've got to keep an eye on one trainer in good form. Ewan Doyle had a winner here yesterday and this is one of his best tracks. Certainly one of his local tracks anyway. He's had 23 winners here in the last 3 or 4 years. And Roman Numeral, second last time out behind the improved and informed Snowwell, is also worthy of respect. But I do like Pleaser's Punch. Good course and distance run, and an unlucky run last time out, all add up to a decent run this afternoon for that 6-year-old mare.
OK, then, good stuff. Pleaser's Punch there. Just one more word on this race before we move on, Andy. There's also been a lot of money this morning for a horse called the Yellow Bin, in from 25s to 10s. Can you see why there's been money on that one? Because that's quite a hefty leap from the 25-1 that it started up.
Yeah, you have to be careful with a lot of these gambles on horses that haven't got much form because they've obviously been hiding their light under a bushel. And, you know, I wouldn't stand in the way of anyone having a few quid on a one at a price because it's not a particularly strong race. I thought there might have been a bit of money actually for Amazing Star from the Dennis Hogan stable. That horse was very unlucky last time out in the all-weather at Dundalk and comes from a yard who liked to prime one for a bit of a punt. But it looks as though one or two other trainers have got their eye on the cash registers here at Trimble this afternoon.
All right, then, good stuff there. Next we'll go to the 6:05, 2-mile, 5-furlong handicap hurdle contest. And it's Drive On Lucky who leads the betting at 11-4, 7-2 Vasco de Mi, 11-2 Try It Sometimes, 7-1 Curra Chase, 9-1 Duty Dance, and 10-1 or bigger the remainder. Interesting here that Drive On Lucky, the 11-4 favourite, is actually a reserve horse, so he'd need a few to come out of the race. Won a course and distance race yesterday. What do you make about a reserve horse being top of the betting? Would that be where you're looking, or would you look for one of the more confirmed runners?
Well, I think we have to have a contingency plan here, don't we, Sam? Obviously, with the 3 reserves, you know, you're going to need a miracle, really. Philip Fenton's charge getting in, but you never know, there might be a late defector. And this horse, of course, won here yesterday. Wouldn't have too far to travel, of course. Philip Fenton trains not too far away from the track, so It's a difficult race to have a strong view on when we've got a horse lurking who won obviously only 24 hours ago and indeed in decent fashion. So if we strip the race down and say, well, if Driving Lucky doesn't run, I think that's probably the best way to go. And I'll probably go with the top way here, Vasco de Mi, who's been plying its trade in novice chases in the last two or three runs. All of them have a very good standard as well. That run behind Orthinga and Sassette Vray on the 22nd of February and Fairy House was a decent one. And it wasn't a bad run either last time out behind two useful sorts, Never Complain and Mr Cosmopolitan at Down Royal. Interesting that Gordon Ellick switches his horse back over hurdles, but it has got plenty of hurdles for him before it went over fences. Paul Carby takes the ride. A very consistent horse who travels quite well. And in a race where, you know, other than the reserve, a lot of these are coming in here with unconvincing profiles. So I'll go with Vasco de Mi in what looks a really tricky 2.5 handicap.
Okay then, Vasco de Mi for Andy in this one, who's currently available at 72 behind that favourite. Might be an idea to get on now, because if the reserve horse doesn't go, then I'd imagine that price would come in a bit. We'll go now to the 6.35, 2 miles, 6 furlong handicap chase. Lord Alfie leads the betting at 7-4, 7-2 Preswell Lad, 8-1 Urban Gale, another reserve horse in Hero de Villeneuve. I can never pronounce that. 8-1 for him. And it's 12-1 or bigger, the remainder. Lord Alfie, the favourite here, top weight, won at Wexford on Friday, steps down in trip today. What do you make of his chances?
I think he's got a great chance, to be honest, Sam. I like the way this horse got the job done the other day. They went a good pace. There was no hiding place. And this horse tracked the pace in third. Always looked as though it was going to dominate. And even though the favourite, Sharika, gave it one or two troublesome moments in the latter stages, I always felt Liz Dawes' 10-year-old was going to come out on top, and come out on top he did. I like the fact that the two of them were 30 lengths clear of the informed Fiery Oscar. I know Fiery Oscar probably didn't get the trip. That horse is probably better over 2.5 miles, but it was still a very creditable effort from this horse. We've also got to note that it obviously comes out quickly under penalty, which is a move I quite like. Another key factor as well, that Liz Dawes' horses seem to be in fantastic form at the moment. She had a winner here yesterday. Lavon Dantan ran a blinder in a Grade 2 last week, and of course this horse added to her victory tally only a few days ago. So it all adds up for a massive run for Lord Alfie, and is the selection. The danger looks to be Preswell Lad from the Mickey Butler stable. 11-year-old who knows this track better than any horse in the race. Run here 9 times, won twice, placed 4 times, only at the frame 3 times. So I think if you're looking for an alternative, then you'd look no further than Preswell Lad. It comes off the back of a good win last time out at Downpatrick, when the ground was going to be similar to today, a very consistent animal who's obviously proven himself around the tight nature of this track before. But I do favour Lord Alfie. Clearly, comes good at this time of year. The only two big victories have come in April. Hopefully that trend will continue.
All right then, good stuff. Lord Alfie, the pick then, who at the time of recording is available at 7-4. The penultimate race on the card, the 7.05, is a 2 miles, 6 furlong chase. And we've got Easy Under Eye, who leads the betting at 11-8. Slyamac 5-2, and then it's 10-1 bar. So again, this is another race, Andy, that looks like it could just be fought out with the top two horses. Do you give anyone else a chance, or is it going to be between those two?
Yeah, Aces and Kings would be one at a price that I think could be troublesome. That horse has got plenty of backclass and actually comes out quite nicely on my speed figures, but I'm not sure what to make of that run last time out in a point-to-point behind Slippers Percy. I'm not really up to speed with its current form, so I'm going to have to go on the race that I saw last time out, and that was down in Downpatrick. It was a race that was won by Easy on the Eye, who was sent off favourite that day, and got the job done and beat Slinamac, who reopposes on this occasion. It was a race that was fought out between these two from a long way out. Slinamac tried to make the run in, and even though a mistake rather halted its progress, I still felt as though Easy on the Eye was always going to win that race in the hands of Kenny Power. Travelled really strongly, and he had to be nudged out to win quite comfortably in the end. And for a hunter chase, it actually wasn't a bad speed figure they generated either. So I think the form's solid. I'd imagine the dynamics will be pretty much the same again today. Slinamac will go off in front. Kenny Power will track it on Easy on the Eye. And hopefully the 8-year-old can come out on top again. So Easy on the Eye selection.
All right, there we go then. Easy on the Eye, the selection for that one. We'll go to the last now, the 7.35. The last race of the day, a 2 mile contest. On the flat, there's 13 runners down to go to post. 4 horses on debut here, Andy. Do you give any chance to any of the debutants, or is it going to be something more experienced?
Yeah, I think the experience will come to the fore here, to be honest. the interesting one's going to be this Cloudy Rock and how the punters react to her demise when she was a short price favourite first time up at Thurles. She was sent off 4-5, no less, to win on debut. And she ran a shocker. I remember seeing that race and couldn't quite believe how badly she run. Actually put up the winner that day, but I was obviously worried about Sean O'Brien's five-year-old mare because she come there off the back of a really impressive win in a mare's open maiden. And obviously all the dogs were barking about her. But for one reason or another, she just didn't fire. So, you know, in selecting that horse, if I was going to, then I'd have to be convinced that she was capable of much better. And until she really proves it on the track, then obviously we're in the dark. So I'm going to go with something that I thought ran a really encouraging race first time out and a good maiden hurdle down in Navan, and that's a horse called Two Roses. I mark this horse off as a certain maiden winner, perhaps in the summer jumping period, and the fact that she comes here in a bumper certainly wouldn't put me off because she showed a bright promise on that particular occasion. I think that race is quite good, actually, down in Navan. I think that cracking chap's half a decent horse. Mick Mickelson's a very consistent animal. Jessica Harrington charging second. So it wouldn't take much of an improved run here by Two Roses to be a factor here. I think she's around about the 4-1, 9-2 mark this morning. And with Johnny King on board, I think she makes sense to back her each way rather than take a risk with the short price favourite, Cloudy Rock.
Okay, then Two Roses, the pick there for Andy, who you are right, is in the betting at 4-1 behind the 5-4 favourite Cloudy Rock. Oscar Swan 3-1. Two Roses, as you mentioned, 4-1, and it's 12-1 or bigger the field. If you could just spin us through your picks for today at Tramore, Andy.
Yeah, will do. Yeah, first race, my nap is Halling's Treasure. Hopefully he'll get his chance today on better ground to finally get off the mark. Second race is a tricky one, but I quite like the chances of number four on the race card make the difference, and I suggest you back that horse each way. Again, another tricky handicap to contend with in the 5.35, but I'll go with Pleaser's Punch each way there. In the 6.05, obviously a lot depends on whether Drive Unlucky gets into the race, but providing he doesn't, then hopefully Vasco de Mi can be the main beneficiary there. 6.35, my second strongest bet on the card would be Lord Alfie, who looked really impressive when winning the other day. In the 7.05, I'll stick with the form that was shown by Easy on the Eye, and Selena Mack can go with the top one to confirm the form. And in the final race, Two Roses ran an encouraging race on debut and gets a good chance to go five places better in the final race.
Okay, then, thanks for that. There you go, then, the thoughts of Andy Holding on William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. That was Andy looking ahead to tonight's meeting from Tramore. I hope you enjoy the evening's racing tonight, Andy. Thank you for joining me, and good luck.
Pleasure, Sam. Speak to you soon.
Cheers.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.